one.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. Jim Beaver here, keeping it locked and loaded with the Anything Goes podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Got a special guest this week, Supercross front runner Justin Barcia, who is in the hunt for the championship. I recorded this last week right before Anaheim 2. Obviously, those of you that were watching know he had a bit of a roller coaster this weekend, but you know, the big thing is he is okay. Bruce Tailbone, that is it. So safe to air this interview. I think it's safe to say he'll probably be back this weekend as well. So going to be awesome having Justin Barcia on the show. I think you guys are going to enjoy this interview, talking about the 2019 championship and all things Supercross. So, yeah, that is going on. Thank you once again for tuning in. Also, hit me up on social media. It's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Give me a follow. Love to hear from you listeners to the show. And, you know, I really want to put it out there this year. You know, we've touched on so much. The show is kind of like a conglomeration of all things I find awesome. Talking racing one week, action sports the next, pro wrestling, MMA, Hollywood celebrities, music, video games. I mean, we've had, you know, just all people from all walks of life. Most recently, we did an interview with Sydney Goodman from the video gaming space. Did amazing numbers. Thank you guys that supported that. But, you know, we've had guys like Sebastian Bach, musicians, the guys from Live, you know, actors, my good friend Natalie Eva Marie. You know, we've had pro wrestlers, you know, race car drivers, Ken Block. We've had guys like Jason Ellis and Tully from The Ellis Show. You know, so Travis Pastrana, Street Bike Tommy, you know, Nate Wessel, like, I don't know. We've had all these different, you know, I guess, type personalities. And a lot of the interviews do really well. So I'd like to put it out there to you guys. What do you want to hear more of in 2019? Hit me up on social media and let me know. I would love to, you know, if you got any guest suggestions, anybody you'd want to hear from, hear about, have me interview, definitely ping me, let me know, and we will get it locked and loaded right here on this show. So, yeah, a couple of big events. Obviously, I mentioned Natalie Eva Marie just a second ago, my good friend Natalie and her husband Jonathan. Natalie is going to be a guest on Celebrity Big Brother, actually happening this week, you know, for the next month. So definitely keep, I've never watched the show before. I'm actually pretty interested to see what it's about, what happens. I know she's a guest, so I'll be tuned in to support Natalie, but definitely interested to see, you know, how things go and what direction they head, you know, with that show, because I've never seen it before, right? So I'll be tuned in. I would love to, you know, I'll probably be chatting live as it's airs, so definitely hit me up, let me know. Obviously, on the wrestling front, we got Royal Rumble coming this weekend. Big fan of Becky Lynch and what she's got going on there. Obviously, we've talked women's wrestling on the show quite a bit. Then, you know, we got on the action sports side of things, we've got the big one, Winter X Games. That is this weekend as well. Looks like my good friend Paul Thacker is going to be a guest on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, my other show. So if you're looking for, you know, motorsports content, definitely, you know, hit up that show as well. Just trying to think what else, man. We got Parker 425, my trophy truck race coming up. We got King of the Hammers. I will be out on site doing a podcast for Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show there with my partner in crime, Tiffany Stone. So, man, we've got a lot of rad stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. Just got off that big MMA show there on ESPN where Henry Cejudo just destroyed Dillashaw. And I guess what is kind of a, that was a gray area. A lot of people thought it should have went longer, including me. Saw Cowboy Cerrone. Looks like Cowboy and Conor McGregor calling each other out. Yes, we may see McGregor and Cerrone. Take my money. A couple of the best in the game, entertaining fighters, entertaining just talkers, man. I can only imagine McGregor and Cerrone and what that would look like. So hopefully UFC makes that fight, because that is one I would definitely tune in for. I would definitely throw my money at. So I don't know. We got all kinds of rad stuff. It's 2019. Things are just kicking off. And You know, we're going to be all over the board again, once again, with the show this year. If you haven't already, please go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and show us your support. Means a lot when you subscribe to the show. It's the easiest way to get the show. And also, if you have the time, leave a rating and a review there on iTunes. If you leave a rating or a review, and you leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, I will see it, and I will follow you back on social media. Yep, my promise to you. So yeah, you know, and not only that, we've talked about all this stuff. We haven't even talked about it, but Super Bowl coming up. You know, we got looks like it's going to be the Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams. You know, I don't know what to think of this because I want to say I'm a West Coast guy, but Rams, same division as Cardinals. Not really a Rams fan. I am a Tom Brady fan and a Gronkowski fan. Think I might be going for the Patriots. But regardless of who you're going for, obviously the big game is coming up. And, you know, our friends at betonline.ag, they're going to have you handled for all your betting. And, you know, hey, it's me. You know me, Jim Beaver. One of my 2019 resolutions was to make the podcast bigger and better than last. And what I'm about to offer exceeds anything I was expecting. Well, thanks to my friends at betonline.ag, a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the NFL's biggest game of the year with the Patriots and the Rams. You heard that right. A weekend trip to that game for two people is happening right here on Project Action. Now, how do you enter for a chance to attend the big game on February 3rd? Well, sign up today at betonline.ag for all information. And I'm not sure what kind of gift you got this holiday season, but I'm betting, yep, that's right, pun intended, that it's not as good as a paid-for flight, paid hotel, VIP tailgate party, and tickets to the big game for you, plus a friend, family member, or your significant other. Our exclusive partners at betonline.ag has the golden tickets for you, and it's your opportunity to place a bet on yourself. Don't miss out. Promotion ends January 25th. Visit betonline.ag today and keep it locked and loaded. Get that trip to the big game. And what, you're going to pull for the Patriots, going to pull for the Rams? Hit me up on Twitter, at JimBeaver15. Let me know. I'd like to know who your picks are for the Super Bowl. And, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off the dry cleaning, you pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you, that is you listening to this right about now, that is right, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. And, you know, we've got one of our partners. Geico's been here, I think, from 2 weeks, almost a start. I think they hopped on board with us 2 weeks into this show. But we do have our friends at TrueCar who jumped in on the second week of the show. I think it was Jason Ellis's episode. You know, and every car, speaking of TrueCar, every car comes with its share of stories. You know, the ding in the bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, luxury package you got after big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on the stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car details pop right up. Then answer a few questions, navigation and moonroof. You know, they're going to bump up your value. High mileage? Well, you knew that was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet, so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes, which can take you to the local certified dealer, and you can cash out or trade in your vehicle. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. All right, so thank you to my good friends at TrueCar, Geico, and BetOnline.ag. Man, talk about the big game. Wow, what a deal, you know, to get that VIP treatment at the big game. New England Patriots, Los Angeles Rams. Who's it going to be? I'm pulling for the Patriots once again, so prove me wrong. Tweet me at JimBeaver15. But right now, we are going to jump right into this interview with Supercross frontrunner Justin Barsha. I would like to welcome, one of the talks of the town right now in Supercross circles, Mr. Justin Barsha, to the line. How's everything going, Justin?
Yeah, doing awesome. Thank you for asking. Yeah, just hanging out here and, getting ready to go racing.
Well, I know Anaheim obviously treated you pretty damn good the first go around. How are things looking this time? Obviously, probably not going to be quite as muddy, but I'm sure at this point you've got a chance to kind of take a peek at where you're going to be racing on. You know, how you feeling about heading into this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. A1 was awesome for me. Definitely was nice to get that win out of the way and sitting second in points right now, only 1 point back. So in a really good spot for the championship coming around. But yeah, it's a long series and long season, but definitely looking to, you know, repeat what I did 2 weeks ago here at Anaheim. Definitely want to get the win again and put the bike up front.
Well, you know, and talking about that, I mean, man, we got to talk about what a difference, I guess, a year to 18 months makes, right? I mean, you know, you're all smiles right now. You know, you're sitting there, you know, like you said, right in the hunt for this championship a couple rounds in. But, man, past couple of years, I feel like right now we're getting like Justin Barcia 2.0. Do you feel like, you know, like your career's had like a full-on reboot at this point? Like, it's like, all right, let's put the past behind us. Let's, you know, mash it down and, you know, and go into 2019 swinging. Because, I mean, you've had one hell of a roller coaster, but I feel like things are definitely looking up right now, right?
Yeah, 100%. You're correct. It's been definitely a full restart for me in my career. And, you know, not a lot of people can do that, I think, in their career. And, you know, I've hit a spot where I was able to turn it around and, you know, get back on point and, you know, ride with a really good factory team and just be in a really good position in my life. So, yeah, it's been good. It was a lot of challenging times, but to turn it around and, you know, get a win at the first race and be sitting, like I said, second in points right now and 1 point back is like, you know, a dream come true for me. I wouldn't have thought that a couple years ago. So, you know, sitting where I'm at right now is a really good position to be in.
Yeah, well, you know, and talking about that, I know, you know, the big deal is obviously you took an outdoor win, you know, at the end of last season. But, you know, it had been like, what, 6 years since you'd taken a Supercross victory? I mean, you know, there had to come a point where I know at one point you were even talking about retirement, which I think a lot of people are like, man, that's crazy talk. Justin's always been one of the front guys. But I know stuff starts creeping into your mind as, you know, as a professional athlete and you start kind of questioning and second guessing. I mean, that had to have been pretty special to be on top of the box at Anaheim a couple of weeks ago, because I mean, back in the back of your mind at one point in your career, you probably may have thought maybe that might not ever happen again, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, I've always, you know, believed in myself and believe I could win, like talent wise, but you know, things weren't obviously, like I said, going my way. But to get that win again, and like you said, it was 6 years, was way too long of a break. So yeah, definitely won't do that. I think in 6 years from now, I definitely will probably be retired. So I'd like to keep these wins popping off here these next few years and, you know, keep it going. But yeah, it was crazy for sure. But you know, it was an incredible night. It was also a long time since Yamaha's got a 450 win as well. So it was just a good feeling all around for everybody. We were, you know, ecstatic and, you know, it was just incredible.
Well, and you as a rider, I mean, obviously, you know, this isn't your first rodeo. You're not new to the sport by any means, obviously. But how, you know, I feel like you're riding with a different mentality this year. And, you know, and I know especially there at Anaheim 1, I mean, you kind of let the race come to you. I feel like, you know, there was a point in your career, I mean, you were the hard charge, you were gung-ho. But now I feel like you're playing the smart game, you know what I mean? And you're looking and letting things come to you. And you're really tactical in your approach this year. I mean, is there anything to that? Or, you know what I mean? Are you approaching things a little bit different this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think with age comes a lot more experience. And for me, you know, I wish I had the experience and, you know, mental game that I have now. You know, I wish I had that a couple of years ago because, you know, right now I'm in a really good place. I've learned a lot of things with, you know, learning the motorcycle, learning myself, learning, you know, the series, the tracks. There's just so much things that come with age. So for me right now, I feel like I'm in a really good spot. Like, mentally, just because even last weekend in Phoenix, like, obviously, you know, I want to be on the podium every weekend, and I wasn't on the podium last weekend, but I feel like, you know, a year or even a couple of years ago, that could have been a lot worse finish for me, just because I was, you know, I could have tried too hard and, you know, threw it away. So for me, last weekend really wasn't all that bad. I'm still sitting in a really good spot, but, you know, obviously the goal is always to be on the podium and, you know, trying to get wins. But all in all, we got out of there safe. It was a really difficult track. And, you know, I, you know, came above that and, you know, I'm sitting in a good spot. So definitely, I think I've matured a lot over the years. And right now, you know, mentally, I just feel like I'm in a really good spot and I can, you know, I can pretty much, you know, make my own destiny. I feel like I can do whatever I want. So it's pretty cool. Like, even riding in general, I feel really comfortable on my bike and I just feel like I can do whatever I, you know, I want.
Well, you know, and talking about the, you know, the Supercross season and long term at, you know, at this battle that, you know, is already kind of shaping up here for, you know, in 450s, we're only two rounds in. But I mean, I look at Supercross and this has got to be one of the most grueling schedules in all of motorsport. I mean, you know, it's all packed in every single weekend, week out. You guys, you know what I mean, are on the road. You know, you look at things like IndyCar and, you know, it's a comparable amount of rounds, but those guys get 2-3 weeks off in between. You know, you guys, it's on the road. It's bam, 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 bam. I mean, you know, how hard is it to be consistent with all that going on in this grueling calendar? I mean, you know, and there's going to be good weeks. There's going to be bad weeks. And I mean, I got to assume there's sometimes you show up at a track and for some reason you're set up, you just don't feel like it's right. The track might not suit your riding. And, you know, so I don't want to say you lay up because you never do that as an athlete, but sometimes, you know, hey, maybe third place is the best we can do this weekend. I mean, you know, is there any of that that goes into play? And it's like looking at the bigger picture and being, you know, finding that consistency.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely said all that correct, because it is a really long season. And I think, you know, right now it's kind of sorting itself out where the rider's going to be and stuff. And it's going to, you know, we'll see about halfway who's going to be in the title fight. But, you know, right now it's all about staying healthy and, you know, fit. And obviously, you know, the main goal for me anyway is the championship at sight. So, yeah, you just got to be smart about it, because it is such a long season. And, you know, we fly every single weekend. We're training during the week. We're, you know, risking it on the weekend. So you definitely have to, you know, ride that fine line. But, you know, to win a championship, obviously you have to win a lot of races. So there's going to be, you know, there's going to be weekends where you don't feel good, and you will have to, you know, like last weekend for me, that was one of those races where I kind of had to, you know, lay up a little bit, which I hate saying, but it just, you know, that track was difficult for me and I wasn't feeling super comfortable. So I had to take, you know, the best finish I could take. But, you know, hopefully moving into this weekend, hopefully I'll, you know, obviously A1, I felt really good on the track, the conditions, my bike was working good. So I like to think, you know, this weekend I'll be able to lay it on the line and get another win and, you know, take those points. So yeah, it's just all about playing that fine line of, you know, risk versus reward pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you know, in talking about that, I know obviously you've, you know, I believe it's a 2-year contract you signed with an option for a third. I mean, you being at this point in your career, and I mean, knowing what we know, you know, 12 months ago and things like that, I mean, how is that stability for you? I mean, because you're not having to worry about contract, you're not having to worry about funding and getting the funds to go race every weekend. You know, you're not having to worry, hey, do I have a job tomorrow? Or, you know, how is it for you as a rider now approaching this season and the upcoming season? I mean, knowing, hey, like, I've got a team, they've got my back, we're here for the next couple of years, so now I can just concentrate on my racecraft.
100%. It's nice to, you know, it just takes a little pressure off my shoulders knowing I have a, you know, a really good, solid team behind me. The whole Monster Energy Yamaha team has been really good to me. You know, they took a risk, and luckily it rewarded them and it rewarded me as well. So it's been good to get a, you know, a good contract. And, you know, ideally we go out and win a couple championships and, you know, we retire on top. But we'll see. You know, it's going to be a, you know, a long couple of years and some good racing. But, yeah, it's definitely just nice not, you know, it's nice to know that I don't have to, you know, go search for a ride and do all that stuff I had to do in the past. I'm in a really good spot on the team, and the bike's good, and it'll just keep getting better. So yeah, for me, it just takes a little bit of pressure off my shoulders, and I can focus on, you know, my training, my riding, and my racing.
Yeah. Well, in looking at this championship hunt this year, I mean, we're two rounds in. We got A2 coming up, and, you know, and then, you know, I don't want to say the stretch starts because it's already started with these back-to-back weekends. But, I mean, what is the next couple of rounds? I mean, I got to think, you know, the way these things are laying out, obviously you're 1 point out of first, but these next couple of rounds to me have to be some of the most crucial in the championship, right? Because you don't want to trip and stumble coming out of the gate, because you're always fighting from behind. I mean, how crucial is, you know, being on point these next few rounds for you guys in the Yamaha team?
Yeah, you know, I think the first couple of rounds are very important. You gotta set the tone for the year. And, you know, obviously for me, I felt like I set a good tone at the first race, obviously going out winning. So that was awesome. But yeah, the first, you know, we got A2, we have Oakland and San Diego. I think those ones are going to be super important just to, you know, get a nice, you know, be in a nice spot in the championship. And then we start traveling back east and hit East Coast rounds. And I think for me, I like the East Coast. So, you know, get through these ones good, get good points, and really hammer down once we start getting a little bit more towards halfway mark and, you know, hopefully getting a good points lead. That's the goal for sure. You know, we want to be in that fight.
Yeah. Well, looking at A1, obviously you're known because, you know, I don't want to say as a mud rider, but you've always done really well in the mud, whether it be outdoors or obviously what we saw at Anaheim. Do you see something with rainy conditions like that, know the track's going to be muddy, and does part of you kind of smile knowing, hey, like, I'm going to do pretty well tonight?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, the rain for me is never a bad thing. I grew up in New York racing in the mud, so I enjoy it. But the cool thing about A1 was, you know, I set the tone right away. I was fast in the free practice. I was fastest in the first practice, you know, so I was fast in the dry, which was nice because a lot of people could kind of say, oh, it was, you know, only got that wind because it was wet. And I kind of heard that a few times and I was like, you know, it was wet, but we were doing all the jumps and the triples and the rhythms and stuff like that. So all in all, I feel like, you know, for me, yes, I like the rain, but, you know, Supercross is, you know, whatever gets thrown at you every weekend. So you just need to adapt to the condition, and that's what makes a good, you know, championship fighter.
Yeah. So being back there at Anaheim, I mean, you've seen what you got to work with this weekend. I mean, what's it going to take for you guys to put this thing back on the top of the box in Anaheim?
You know, the biggest thing for us right now, obviously there's a lot of fast guys, but the biggest thing's going to be getting good starts and, you know, putting the bike out front right away. You know, I know for me, when I get good starts and get up front, I can, you know, lead a race to the end. So fitness isn't really an issue for me right now. And we also have the, you know, it's the Triple Crown event this weekend. So that throws a little bit of a curveball at some of the racers. But for me, I feel like, 12-minute, you know, sprint for me is a good thing. I'm conditioned well, and I feel like my starts have been pretty good. So I just need to get great starts this weekend to put it out front.
Yeah. Well, you know, and talking about the field, I mean, I think, you know, as a fan, me speaking as a fan, I mean, and you as a rider, you can probably chime in on this, but I think it's one of the most exciting times in Supercross right now because, like you said, it's a stacked field. I mean, you know, you've got guys like you and obviously Roczen that are up front, but I mean, you know, we've got a laundry list of guys. I mean, you know, you can go down to Tomac and Marvin, and I mean, you know, there's Jason Anderson. There's such a list of guys. I mean, we're so deep that they could take a podium or a win on any given weekend. I mean, you know, I think, you know, you as a rider, I mean, does that, you know, I know you like competition. That's got to have you excited to show up to work every weekend.
100%. I mean, right now, like I said, it's kind of, the field's kind of sorting itself out. So there's a lot of fast guys, but right now, yeah, it's just kind of up in the air, you know, who's going to be there every weekend. So right now, yeah, it's just like, it's a lot of competition, but, you know, it will, I like to think anyway that it's going to sort itself out towards halfway mark and you'll know who's going to be title contenders. So yeah, right now you just have to, you know, be on your, you know, tip of your toes and, you know, do, you know, obviously you need to go out there and perform, but you just need to, you know, be aware of your surroundings at the races and, you know, just keep, you know, stay out of that little bit of a, you know, cluster, I'd like to say, and put yourself out front and get away from that stuff.
All right, so one more question before we let you go. What is one thing different that Justin Barsha has done in 2019 in your approach to Supercross?
I would say the biggest difference for me was just not overtraining. I've always, you know, done a lot of hard training before the season, and this year I just kind of did a steady build-up to the series. I only did one overseas race, and, you know, it was good for me. So I feel like I'm going to, you know, peak at the right spot of the series and not too early like I did in the past. So, yeah, feels good to be in a really good spot fitness-wise. And, yeah, that's probably what the biggest thing I did.
All right, Justin. Well, I appreciate it, man. Good luck this weekend at A2. I guess good luck in 2019, man. I'd love to see you back on top of the box, and we'll definitely chat soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right, man. Justin Barsha does not disappoint. Going to be interesting to see how the way Supercross season shakes up. Obviously, he'll shake off that not so good result at A2. And, you know, I think he's going to be back on it, pushing for those W's very, very soon. And, you know, if you like this show, you're going to love the Laura Ingraham Show on Podcast One. Laura, she has a take on politics and pop culture with some hard-hitting guests, and she takes your calls. Download the Laura Ingraham Show podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And, you know, while you're checking out Laura Ingraham Show, definitely subscribe to this one over there on iTunes. Leave a rating or review. Follow me on social media at JimBeaver15. Love to hear from you fans, and I love to hear, you know, what you got going on. So, yeah, once again, thank you guys. You know, hopefully you have a great week. You know, hit me up on social media. I love to live tweet during Supercross. I'll be watching X Games this weekend. Also got Royal Rumble on Sunday night. I'll be watching that. So if you're a fan of anything that I just mentioned, definitely I'll be live tweeting during those. Love to interact with you guys. So definitely hit me up. And once again, thanks to TrueCar, thanks to Geico, and thanks to betonline.ag. Head over there right now and get in on that free trip to the big game that you could win with all the VIP treatment. So hope you guys have a great week, and we'll be back with more Project Action next week. And right here, I don't know, keep it locked and loaded to not only this, but my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, every single week. All right, be safe. As always, game on.